Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text is the gospel lesson from John 20. But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and have yet believed." It's our text. This time of year, we got to make sure we get our prepositions correct. This is the second Sunday of Easter. And our church year is kind of different. We have to look around. The church year begins with Advent. And it's interesting that a couple of the seasons of the church year do not begin with any particular event in the life of our Lord or in the life of the church. And so Advent just starts, you know, four Sundays before Christmas. And so we call them Sundays in Advent. And then we have Christmas. So that's an event. So what do we call the Sundays following the event? Sundays after Christmas. So we've got in Advent, after Christmas. What's next? The event, the Epiphany, the visit of the wise men. And so the Sundays following Epiphany are Sundays after Epiphany. And then there's that Lenten season. It really wasn't an event in the life of our Lord of the church. We have Ash Wednesday, and the Sundays that follow are Sundays in Lent. So this is true also, of course, when we get to Pentecost and Holy Trinity Sunday. And depending on which lectionary we use, we talk about Sundays after the event of Pentecost or after Holy Trinity. But here we are with Easter. And it's the only one we are of Easter. And I think that's important. I think that's important because, as we know, every Sunday is a celebration of Easter. Every Sunday. And so this is the second Sunday of our celebration. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. But dear friends, I did a little math. I'm not great at math. I did a little math. We are approximately 2,000 years since the actual event of Easter, Jesus rising on the third day. And what does that mean? That every Sunday since then, approximately rounded off, we're not figuring out leap years or anything here, rounded off, the church has had 104,000 Sundays of Easter. But our text for today actually falls on the actual second Sunday, second week of Easter, because it was just that week later that this happened. I want to tell you, as Jesus said, seeing is not believing. We think it is. You got to prove things to us. You know, we want evidence if we're going to believe anything. Thomas didn't believe because he had no proof. And this is something that is buried deep within the tradition of the church. Thomas, you see, was from the state of Missouri. The show me state, right? He said, "Show it to me. I don't believe you. I won't accept your word." He knew all these other disciples. He knew them well. But he wouldn't accept it unless he had the proof. But you know what? I got to stick up for Thomas. Us Thomases have to stick together. It wasn't doubting Paul or doubting Ken or doubting Ted. It was doubting Thomas. But you see, the other disciples didn't have to doubt because Jesus revealed himself personally to them and they saw and believed. That's what the text says. Thomas wasn't there. Why blame him for being any different than any of us would have been? Thomas gets a bad name. Doubting Thomas? Had to live with that my whole life. And, oh, wait a minute. Tomfoolery and peeping Toms? No! Give me a break. Give us a break. Thomas was no different than anyone else. Because you see, no one on that first Easter believed that Jesus had risen until they saw it. No one. Jesus had taught about his death and resurrection so often during his ministry, especially in the latter part of his ministry. But all the disciples doubted, and they were all surprised on Easter. The women going out of the tomb, why were they going out? They were going to finish the burial preparation. They knew he was dead, right? The disciples, when the women came back, by the way, interestingly, in Mark's gospel ends with the women coming back from the tomb, and it says they said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. What were they afraid of? They were afraid of being thought as fools, because who would believe them? And so none of the disciples really believed until they saw it. John and Peter ran out to the tomb. They saw the empty tomb. They saw the vision of the angel. Mary Magdalene outside of the tomb. Gardener, where have you placed his body? She believed when Jesus spoke one word. What was it? Mary. And she believed. She knew, because it was revealed through the word of the Lord. It was revealed through his presence. And so it was with all the disciples. Give Thomas a break. He just wanted the advantage that everybody else had. Jesus tells Thomas, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believed." Dear friends, you and I often, and I want to tell you, in my life, and I bet in yours too, we regularly doubt the promises of God. And that doubt is sin. That lack of faith is sin. "I believe it when I see it" is often the attitude that we carry with us through life. And in general, certainly, but also sometimes for the special promises of God in particular. And so Jesus comes to us and he says, "Take no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Don't worry about what you will eat or what you will drink or what you will wear." We worry about that stuff. We worry if we're going to have enough food or if we're going to have enough warm clothes in the winter to wear, if we're going to have enough to drink. Jesus comes to us and he says, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." But how many times in your life and mine have we felt all alone? Have we felt like nobody cares about us? And we struggle in our suffering. Jesus said, and I'm sorry, I have to use the King James Version, it's my favorite. King Jesus said to his disciples, "In my Father's house are many mansions." New translation says rooms. I vote for mansion. "I'm going away to prepare a place for you, and if I go, I will come back to take you so that you also may be with me where I am." That's what Jesus tells us. And yet so often we dissolve into bitter grief at the death of a loved one. Jesus provides the proof. He provides the proof that we need. God knows that in our sinful lives, infected with original sin, that we need tangible evidence in order to believe, in order to strengthen our faith. And so Thomas got that tangible evidence, didn't he? Jesus came and said, "See me, touch me, here is the proof, now you can believe." But what about us here today? That was some 2,000 years ago. Jesus is with us today. He's with us through his word, just as he spoke that word to Mary in the garden by the tomb. Just as he spoke to the disciples and said, "Peace be with you. Do not be afraid." So through his holy word, he speaks to us today. We hear it It is a part of us. And so also, he is with us at the font. He is with us as we feel the water and we see how it wets the candidate's head. The washing of regeneration and the renewal of the Holy Spirit, and there's that tangible evidence that it's true. And so much more, and so much finally, we are gathered here together today, and we will come forward to the chancel rail where Jesus meets us as host and as friend. He says, stop doubting, only believe. Take, eat, this is my body given for you. Stop doubting, believe. Take, drink, this is my blood shed for the forgiveness of all your sins. And it is for us to strengthen and preserve us in the true faith until life everlasting. Long ago, Jesus gave Thomas and the other disciples the proof that they needed, and so strengthened their faith so that they could carry the great good news of the resurrection to the ends of the earth. Today, Jesus once again gives us the proof of his presence, the proof of his forgiveness, the proof of his protection, and his eternal love. All through his holy word, all through the sacrament of holy baptism and the sacrament of the altar. Now, although that's not a part of our dismissal blessing, hear Jesus' words to Thomas, because they are Jesus' words to you today as well. When we leave the altar, when we leave the font, when we leave the church today, listen to Jesus when he tells us, stop doubting, only believe. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.